In 97, I was walking to work, tripped on a plaque, and looking back, I saw the date of my birth, a time capsule absent of an opening date. Just a burial time, and at the bottom underlined the word wait. So I took myself down to City Hall to get some education, information, making sense of it all. City Hall passed a law that it'll never be raised, and every 17th of May is now a citywide holiday. And on Waitsgiving Day, the red lights never change. There's a big parade that just sits in the shade, and then the Grand Marshal stands, signals to the band, and they play. We are always waiting, hoping, praying for a day that may not come, and with a little patience, contemplation, we may find we have enough.
That was the first Waitsgiving founder from Fishboy off the just released album Waitsgiving, an album that is fully themed around the idea of waiting and patience, and it's a really fun and fascinating album to dig into. And you are listening to Actual Mixtapes on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I'm going to be doing an artist feature of Fishboy, so we'll be checking out a lot of the new album Waitsgiving. We'll be going into 2017's Art Guards and a couple tracks from earlier releases. Definitely encourage you to check out the band. I've put up some stuff on the Actual Mixtapes Instagram, which is just at Actual Mixtapes. But you can check out the band on Spotify, Bandcamp, all the places you might expect. I would definitely characterize it as, it's sort of like the Decemberists might be your entry point to a band like Fishboy. It's very thoughtful and leans into storytelling pretty hard. And it's sort of fun and dramatic at moments, and the pieces kind of all come together. So really excited to share a lot of this, especially if you're new to the act. Reach out on Instagram if you have questions or suggestions for an upcoming show. But for today, we are going to get right back into Fishboy.
Because as hard as I try,
you can't find a moment.
I can't carve out the time
to polish your craft
and delivery dry.
So dictate a diary,
I'll talk into a mic,
describing your path,
which I'll adapt onto the stage. Choreograph the downtown route I take. Pecan, elm, hickory, locust, pecan, elm, oak. The limousine I drive,
a gift from Grandpa,
and packages climb
up to the roof.
Each afternoon I spy
a man on the corner
who is scratching his thigh
with a grapefruit spoon,
which he will use to dig
in the corner. He's gone from view. Another day on the roof. Another day by me. With the tales I'll use. From pecan, elm, hickory, locust, pecan, elm, oak. Pecan, elm, hickory, locust, pecan, elm, oak. At the register, who's selling books and records with a special order brought into the store each day. We take the limousine in late 2003 to elementary, sing, dance on the way. And now that memory I save inside an 1/8-inch TDK before the memory. It fades, a chocolate limo melts to beige. If every day from the mundane I see one dance that I can make, then when my chance is there to take, I'll put my opus on the stage. Oh, I am a popular photographer that bakes millions of followers, and everyone will say that every shot I take will make you salivate. And everybody's favorite pictures are of pizza. And in the morning, without warning, they arrive. Requests for recipes of pictures posted previous nights. And I'm proud to say I never once replied. My secrets with me die, my recipe for pizza. And then a letter came, I could not turn away. A local restaurateur offering to pay more money than I'd make in the next 500 days. So eventually we came to an agreement. He would hire me a chef in charge of pies. I'd sneak ingredients into the back and hide away from prying eyes. He'd rebrand, advertise, and gain exclusive rights to my world famous pizzas. And on reopening night, there was a band to hide, a food critic type, who got the first invite. He got the first. The first bite, he spits it out, and the band ignites.
Decide to photograph what people like, and people like pizza.
from deep inside. Don't take for granted the feelings that arise. And know on your next life, there's someone who will die without ever having tried. In 1988, I was a baseball great, about to break the all-time pitching record of the day. Most no-hitters played, I would cement my fate as a no-no Hall of Famer. Sad to say, I let it slip away because I hate the way you disrespect the game and everyone who plays if you participate. It was the 8th of June, and on that afternoon, I pitched a perfect tune until the bottom ninth. After the second out, the wave came crashing down from the pitcher's mound. I pitched a ball into the batter's arm with rage. I couldn't concentrate because I hate the way. And on this awful day, it starts to rain. The dugout empties of all teammates. They curse. It gave on this final day I ever play the game. Profile.
can't spell Massachusetts, cause that was the name of a gift the judge once received. Two dogs when he was three. F-U-R-M-O-N-T was brewed. Donuts were fried. The refreshment table prepared when we arrived to find a show for us to play on an epic Saturday. The judge briefly explained, here's the plan. You can take your tiny van. Intermission is at 2:45 and play till 3 at the proper name spelling bee. At the Colleyville Library, beatings began. The first 5 contestants got out almost instantly, and the 6th lost for not spelling James with a G. The tears wiped on his sleeves were well beyond believe what you want, but I saw it that day. And the last girl in line dropped down and began to pray for a way to exit out the mess and be spared from the rest. At least that's what I guess. One by one, the children's turns were done. An event that should be fun was turned to misery. The cops busted in and they shouted, up with your hands, tonight it ends your crime spree. We had been deceived, so we began to scream the worst obscenities at the proper name spelling bee. Into the local station when a singer, he asked if we could try and shout a little louder. I craned up my neck, yelled at the weather. It looked like the spring, felt like the summer. I raced back inside to try out a flavor based on the song heard on the player. Placed down a block of ice on the shaver, raised up the syrup, mixed together and pour the creation on the other. Find a name, move on to another. Glance out the window for my grandfather. Rinse and repeat the beat undercover. 100 flavors, 7 hours. Though I am tired, it doesn't matter. I am creator, I am inspired. Forever and ever and ever and ever and oh my god. I lost my train of thought. A snow cone thaws. It's here and then it's not. If it's my job to man this stand, I will gladly spend my day creating cones for every song the radio plays. Oh, I'm not graced with synesthesia, just impatient to make great. Cones. My father made art like my grandfather. I'm trying real hard to get a little better. The way that I'll start to get a little better is part, little by little, by my calculation. The combination of local station and inspiration will equal greatness if I'm patient. Here are a few things that I created. Best I could do before it turned noon. A submarine tune, banana, pineapple, a tree. I believe I heard Sleepy Jean, and turn it led me to Coffee Dream Sickle. But the cone of the day came from a tape. The DJ explained she bought it that day from a counter display. It was about grapefruit spoons, so I used grapefruit juice and syrup infused with flowers. My grandfather pulls the cup back from his mouth and he says to me, "Oh my God." You don't have to try so hard. An awkward pause. You're great the way you are. A flock of birds dock on the power lines a block away. We shut down the stand early and watch the sunset fade and toast our styrofoam to yet another brilliant day. Making snow cones, snow cones. I was listening to the local station when a singer, he asked if it would be much nicer to be older. Well, I don't think things can get much nicer, and I'm old enough as is.
I'm not here to explain what the art is.
down on everything bagel. I'm not an adult, but I'm not a teenager no more. And I work at a store with records and books. I often perform. You should come take a look, but you can't take a look. The band's on a break. The time that we took was specifically taken for waiting on a great idea. I am waiting on the perfect idea. Air conditioning, ice cream sandwich, something so perfect you don't understand how it sits out in front of you waiting to grab from the yard. And I'm bad at guitar, but I think that's okay. 'Cause the better you are, the less room in your brain. And the room in your brain needs plenty of space to optimally function with time that was given for waiting on a great idea. I was waiting on the perfect idea. It was Saturday that I found a tape on the ground. Spend waiting for something to say it to no one, say it again. I'm not alone, I'm just sitting here patiently waiting on a great idea. I am waiting on the next idea. I am waiting on a perfect idea.
Thank you.
small business owner. My kids don't believe me, 'cause I've got no proof. The oldest, 17, wants to be a light technician. Takes more pictures weekly than I have of my youth. And I often think about the days of interrupting baseball games and wonder if I'd be the same if I documented everything, like kids who come into the store taking photos when they're bored. I pick myself up off the floor, acknowledge I created for the feeling of creating what's good. I did it 'cause I knew that I could.
That was former performance artist from Fishboy from the album Art Guards from 2017. On today's show, you're hearing all Fishboy tracks. Before that, you heard Greatness Waitress, Alberto Simmons, Art Guard, Snow Cone Creator, Halftime at the Proper Name Spelling Bee, Fast Foodie, Ex-Pitcher, Popular Photographer, and Driver Choreographer. You can see all the playlists from this show and others at WMFO.org, and our show's archived for 2 weeks afterwards. And now a PSA. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are the ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're all alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Standing up.
an actor playing a doctor, waiting for the offer of the role to change my life. A doctor, an actor playing a doctor, but I'm not yet a great actor and the staff is getting wise. A doctor, your long lost former lover, holding in his hands an Oscar for the indie hit of the winter, where he plays a lovesick doctor, a performance he commands.
Bound for fame.
happen to the taqueria? Girl, I will be talking to the taqueria girl. Things were Y2OK again. And ever since, to my proud parents, I've been their little 2000 man. They say my fate, since I once saved us, is to save us once again. They told me has just vanished out of sight. I look for clues, and when I do, I meet Andre the Private Eye. I fill him in, and within minutes, we're a crime-fighting team. We follow two footprints of shoes to a downtown factory. And as we sneak inside, I see an owl with eyes so wide, shaking his head as if saying, "Don't go."
Discover Archibald tied to a chair, the sinister figures of Adrian and Alberto Simmons perched above the old man. Millennium cried out for his father, leaping forward to untie him, when he felt his feet snared by a force from behind, and he collapsed to the floor. Unable to move, he saw Alberto emerge from behind Andre, clubbing him unconscious. Millennium awoke, tied to the enormous rocket in the center of the Moss factory floor, a still unconscious Andre to his right, and poor Archibald to his left. Father and son looked at each other pensively, listening to the haunting cry of the night owl, wondering what was to come next.
She slides across.
down into multiple laps while heading towards the ground, and one by one they raised. Inadvertently they made a wave that triggered feelings from an old man, former pitcher, come to ring in his endorsement of the new reopened restaurant. As he stands, he demands, no longer will I be a punching bag for you to mock with wings. He started throwing wads of pizza. He dammed the wave with dirty language, which caused the former performance artist to shout, "I'm the wave creator. I will not have it be insulted." He recalled dormant food fight powers. The entire restaurant started fighting. Wads of cheese, wads of dough, wads of sauce, a cup of soda slammed into the artist's glasses, provoking reaction from his daughter. Her first night as a light technician, she flashed a bulb at the former pitcher, and as he blindly stumbled backwards, the artist tackled him with pleasure. Dear, it does appear I'm out of all ideas. This could be the last show that I play this year. So if you wanna show up and see my face, I'm the front man in the band playing the flute fight at the finished out. The music stopped, and lying on the ground with the old man pitcher on his back, we thought he had a heart attack. You broke my arm again, you apes. You had to go and make a wave. Then someone shouted out, "Good Lord, is there a doctor in the house?" We looked around, and the actor doctor stepped out of the crowd. Although I'm out of practice, let me give it some attention. This might require amputation, but I won't know without investigation. Supplies were brought in from the kitchen. He made a cheesecloth sling to carry, a splint made out of hard salami. We stood around and stared in silence. The ambulance arrived with sirens. I struck up a casual conversation with the actor doctor's former writer girlfriend.
Other days it's hard. They can take you down, but they can't take your art.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Albatross, you don't even know me. Walk around as if you're the only. Show up to a party with a broken tie. Playing roller.
years ago. It's just the same as it was 1,000 years ago. It's just the same as it was 2,000 years ago. I'm just the same as I was a year ago. Pollyanna and the Berenstain Bears, they told me stories of a Christmas werewolf. I didn't believe them, but I had no choice. They stole my guitar and they stole my voice. Now we're driving along in a brown Rolls Royce. I did my job and I did my duty, playing cards with a friend named Rudy. He still gets pissed about the Cosby Show. Sends it to Duke, then I said, I know, but you can't change the way the wind blows. Fly away home. Farewell, dear albatross. Fly away home.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.